Friends, grace and peace to you all, and welcome to worship at First Presbyterian Church. We are glad to have all of you worshiping with us this morning, and a special welcome to all of you who are visiting with us, guests or visitors from out of town, family traveling in for Christmas. We are glad you could be here worshiping with us too. If at any time you would like to know more about our church, we have Let's Get Acquainted cards in the seat rack in front of you. You are welcome to fill one of those out and give us the chance to know you better. Ask any questions of our church that you might, and all are welcome to leave prayer requests through these cards. You can place them in the offering plate as it passes by later in worship. At this time, I'd ask all of you to sign the friendship pads. Those are scattered throughout the sanctuary. Please do sign your name and pass to your neighbor so you can greet any new faces by name during the piece or after worship. This is a special Sunday in the fourth Sunday of Advent. As we get so close to Christmas, today we worship through the gift of music. And so I want to thank our musicians, our guest musicians especially, and instrumentalists for their leadership in worship this morning as we celebrate this season with our Bach cantata. And thanks, of course, to the choir who have prepared so hard for many, many weeks. I call your attention to the inside cover of our bulletin. We have announcements of upcoming events. There are just two things I want to mention to you briefly this morning. The first is we are continuing to collect our Christmas joy offering. You might have noticed envelopes like these on our table out in the commons. This is a denomination-wide offering to support retired clergy or clergy in need in our denomination, and we will continue to accept offerings through tomorrow night's worship service. So I hope you'll consider giving to this important mission of our wider church. And then also you'll see in our calendar and in the announcements that our Christmas Eve service will begin tomorrow evening at 5:30 p.m., but you'll want to plan to get here a little bit earlier as our extended prelude, our musicians, our brass, and our choir will sing for us beginning at 5. I'd open it up to any of you who have announcements now to stand and share with the church. Mm-hmm.
During this season of Christmas, I think it's only appropriate that those of us in the congregation take a moment to say thank you to the church staff for all that they do throughout the year. So on behalf of the congregation, to Will, let me give thank that you. To you, to Trent, to Aaron, Hilliard will help me with passing those out, and to Odalis and Mickey, with the smallest Presbyterians in the nursery, and to our choral scholars, to Adam, James, Carl, and Jessica. On behalf of the congregation, we would all like to say thank you for all that you do throughout the year.
Thanks, Merry Bob. Christmas. Thank you all. I think I can speak for all the staff that we all love you and love working here and are grateful to celebrate this season with you. I'd open it up to any more who have announcements to stand and share with the church. Any more with gifts coming up? Those are fine too. It is a joy to gather together on the cusp of the Christmas season and to celebrate the presence of God who is coming to us even now. So with that joy, let us worship. And begin our worship by sharing a sign of Christ's peace. The peace of Christ be with you all. Let's share the peace of Christ with our neighbor.
sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless God's name.
Tell the good news of salvation from day to day.
We light this candle as a sign of the coming light of Christ. As the Lord has promised, in days to come, the Lord will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child. She shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. God is with us.
And let us pray. Gracious God, as we await the coming of our Lord Jesus, we worship you in the peace of prayer and the joy of praise. By your Spirit, give us ears to hear the promise of good news, the gift of grace, and the music of heaven. We pray with all your people. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. The proof of God's amazing love is this: while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Because we have faith in him, we dare to approach God in confidence. In humility and faith, let us confess our sins together, first in silence. God of the future, you are coming in power to bring all nations under your rule. We confess that we have not expected your kingdom, for we live casual lives, ignoring your promised judgment. We accept lies as truth, exploit neighbors, abuse the earth, and refuse your justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us. Grant us wisdom to welcome your way and to seek things that will endure when Christ comes to judge the world. Amen. Hear the good news. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed your sins from you. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Before we hear the word of God proclaimed in scripture, in preaching, and in music, let us join our hearts in prayer. Let us pray. Holy God, it is only by your grace, by your word, that we are here. So we pray that through your Spirit you would open your word to us. We would catch a glimpse of the God who is coming in Jesus Christ through the songs of angels, through the stories of Scripture, that you would be born in us too. We pray in Christ our Lord. Amen. As we look forward to the season of Christmas, one of the things that we can't do without in our celebrations is music. Today we hear a story of shepherds and angels, and what surrounds the announcement that God has come to us is music. Our story today comes from the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke, beginning at the 8th verse. In the season of Advent, we've been exploring the different journeys characters in the story of the Gospel have been taking in finding themselves in the presence of the Christ child on the journey to Bethlehem. How does God invite them? How do they prepare? Today, we hear a story of shepherds keeping watch in their fields. They see the light of heaven. They hear the music of angels. They discover the surprise announcement of God. Then they go and see for themselves. The experience of shepherds shows that Christmas is not something we can ever really be prepared for. And that's good news. God's presence always comes to us as a gift. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, listen for God's word to you. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy to all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Holy God, by your word be born in our hearts, that we would hear good news and discover your presence with shepherds and angels and all creation which rejoices in your coming. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Before you say anything, yes, I know this is a Christmas story and not an Advent one. I cheated. Maybe it was the extra week after Thanksgiving that made me want to speed things along. I'm not the worst perpetrator, though. I saw one store in town, which shall remain nameless, that was decorated in mid-October. By this point, you might be ready for Christmas, too. Ready that the thought of one more day, one more party, one more gift, obligation, baked good, or carol will turn you into the Grinch before his heart grew a few sizes. If this is not your problem, and you delight in the festivity of the season, good for you. I'm not going to try to spoil that for you. It's an easy season in which to be happy and excited, just as it is an easy one in which to be flustered and overwhelmed. But Christmas is coming, with or without us, in just 2 more days. And that's enough time to get a few more things checked off your list. Maybe not enough time to do all the things you wanted to do, but maybe all the things that you really need to. But I wonder sometimes if it's enough time to prepare for the coming of the Savior. That's what the season is about. How can you ever really prepare for that? What we're usually preparing for this time of year is like the placid nativity scene arranged on our Christmas cards or in our homes. You can look out in the commons and see it. Just ignore Joseph's broken hand. It looks like this. Jesus is in the manger, the focal point of the entire scene. Mary stands off to one side, looking adoringly at the child. Joseph is on the other side, silent as always. A little bit farther outside, there are shepherds with their crooks. Maybe one of them is holding a sheep. Then there are the wise men, their boxes of treasure, their brightly colored robes. A few animals rest in the foreground. A star bathes the scene in the light of heaven. For just a moment, we get a glimpse of the world at peace. What we do this time of year is we take this scene and we try to approximate it in our own lives or in our own homes. Festooned with decorations, perfectly cleaned, the Christmas cards sent out weeks ago. So were the Christmas treats that you're known for. The wrapping paper is off the floor within minutes of the presents being opened. The children are content, maybe even asleep. All the food is made already. Your company has arranged to stay for a while, but not so long that it becomes inconvenient. All is calm. All is bright. Of course, this is the reflection of the life that you have and the life that you're working towards. Happy family, accomplished children and grandchildren, successful career, comfortable retirement. We might do just as well to put all this on our Christmas cards, our aspirations and our hopes, and sometimes we do. We capture that perfect moment we've prepared for where everyone is dressed up and smiling and happy, and the weather is beautiful outside, and even the children are still in the picture at least. And so I think that our preparations for Christmas take on the form of the preparations and the work we do in much of the rest of our lives. By the force of our own will and efforts, we can shoehorn our life into a vision that we want. And it takes a lot of work to accomplish all that we envision for ourselves. And so it's no wonder that we have to work so hard around this time of year to get that perfect snapshot. Through effort and perseverance, planning and time management, we do our best to bring in Christmas as if its coming depended on our own efforts. It's a temptation for everyone, but maybe more so for us who are in church. We want everything to go swimmingly here too. Everything to be okay and prepared for the time the baby comes. This is a problem. It's a problem because God doesn't always work according to our plans and our timetables. I think we can go ahead and say that Mary and Joseph's 5-year plan was shot. God has a way of throwing a wrench in the best laid plans. Said Charles Williams, sometimes you have to build an altar somewhere for God to light a fire somewhere else. Our story today goes to show that not everyone has time to plan for this blessed event. I won't spoil the story for tomorrow night, but just know that the initial announcement of Jesus' birth is rather matter-of-fact in Luke. One wonders if Mary and Joseph even went to put it in their hometown paper, even as the chronology of the birth and their marriage might have raised some questions. At Christmas time, God comes into the world anonymously as a surprise in the child Jesus. So only his parents know his true identity. Here they are, far from home, having the baby in an inconvenient and inauspicious place. Luke then cuts scene to what we read today. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And we don't know the shepherds' names. They're anonymous, poor peasants, just the sort of people Jesus came to save. Without warning or without any kind of description, Luke puts an angel in their midst, as matter-of-factly as if he were describing the weather. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. The shepherds are understandably terrified. Most people are when they meet the presence of God or an angel in Scripture. You would probably be terrified too. Notice what's happened. No time to prepare. No presents to buy, no party to attend, no special church worship or function. The shepherds don't even realize they're getting a raw deal by working on Christmas. And the shepherds are so terrified that they don't even get a hello from the angel. All the shepherds get is all they really need. To stand in the presence of God in this announcement of birth, God has come for you. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy to all people. To you is born this day in the city of David the Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger. There aren't really instructions that follow this. It's just a statement. The angel doesn't say, go and search diligently for the child. The shepherds don't have to do that. The announcement of heaven says the child has come with or without their or our preparations. They don't have an obligation to do anything. And the announcement is an invitation. So moving that all of a sudden the sky opens up and heaven starts singing. So how can we imagine the shepherds doing anything other than what they did? Let's go to Bethlehem and see what has happened. So that's the thing with the announcement. You can't just go back to herding sheep. This is the point of their journey. And really, all of our journeys at this time of year, it's that they end up in the presence of God. We want to go with shepherds and see this child. The presence of God in real life, in the stuff of earth, the Word made flesh. And the truth is, there's really not anything we can do to make it happen. Try as we might to circle it on our calendar, and buy it, clean it, wrap it, sing it, bake it into being. Jesus Christ, in all his freedom and mischief, has come into the world as a child so that our lives will no longer be about what we do, what we make, but what God does for us and what God makes in us. Nothing we can do can really prepare for that. Comes as a gift, as a surprise, just as it did for Mary and Joseph and a few shepherds out late into the evening. Prepare if you can. Delight in the season. Remember that once the table is laid and the candles are about to be lit for dinner, the flame may spring up somewhere else. Because that's really the journey of Advent. It isn't that we find our way to God so much as God finds a way to us. And that way is born in Bethlehem, lying in a manger. Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.
Oh,
In response to the Word of God, let us confess our faith together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Let us join together in prayer. God of grace, we hear of your coming in Jesus Christ. We hear the announcement of angels and the music of heaven, and we are ready to follow all the way to Bethlehem. In this season of busyness and work, we ask for stillness and peace. Prepare our hearts to receive our Lord Jesus Christ as we await his coming in glory, and hear us as we pray. Come, Lord Jesus. God, this season in particular, we are grateful for the gift of worship, for the opportunity to grow in faith by discovering your story again, for the familiar hymns and carols of the season that open the joy of heaven, for the decorations and celebrations, time with family and loved ones. We're grateful for the many who have worked hard to prepare our community for this time, for children and teachers, musicians and ushers, for those who lend a helping hand to join in your great work. We pray that our joy this season would reflect the joy of heaven, that as Jesus Christ comes to us, we would discover our way to you. Hear us as we pray. Come, Lord Jesus. Hearing your story, Lord, we remember how the parents of Jesus sought shelter and found no room at the inn. So we remember those who lack shelter, especially as the weather turns cold. We remember those whose housing is threatened or unstable. We remember those who lack food in the midst of so much celebration. We remember those who grieve, who lack for ones they love as families travel and join together. We remember those who are alone. Become present once again, God of grace, to those you came to save, the poor, the hungry, the grieving and distressed. For them, hear us as we pray. Come, Lord Jesus. We remember the example of shepherds who heard the call of angels to look for the newborn king. We pray for those who hear that call today. Vision and direction for our church, for those who wander, and those who are lost. Wisdom and guidance for those needing a way to you. Hope and joy for those needing encouragement. Friendship and company for those who are alone. By your Spirit, give us the hope and joy of Christ to share as we receive him again. Hear us as we pray. Come, Lord Jesus. These and all our prayers we offer through Christ our Lord. We rejoice in his coming. We look forward to receiving the fullness of your gift, that you are with us wherever we go. You will meet us wherever we are, and that you will hear us however we pray, and that you will hear us in the words Jesus teaches his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In celebration of the God who is coming, let us return our gifts to God. Let us pray. Holy God, for music and worship, for good news announced to us, and for the great gift of your love in Jesus Christ, we give you thanks. We pray that you would receive our love in return through our gifts. Use us to show your kingdom, to announce the good news to all people that Christ is coming and Christ will be born in Bethlehem. We pray in his name. Amen. There is nothing you can do to prepare. Thanks be to God. Jesus Christ is coming for us. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ our Lord. Amen.